following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, it's the Herd. Have you noticed how many business people are free agents these days? This country was created by people striking out on their own. And we're seeing even more entrepreneurs today. Maybe you're one. Well, for this economy, a Regis virtual office makes more sense than ever. A Regis virtual office is perfect for those home offices or expanding businesses that need a more professional image with clients. You get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist for unlimited call answering, and access to meeting rooms and use of a private office. So, hey, free agent, you want to get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expensive one? That's a good call. A call to Regis. Call Regis, the new way to work. Regis makes setting up your virtual office easy. You let them know I sent you, and you'll get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/cowherd now. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for a chance is fair.
We ask for a chance is fair.
A chance to equal our strife.
Chance to do
or dare.
Chance to do or dare.
He's got the touchdown! It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger!
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith and honor held high.
Faith and honor high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. The kick is good.
Can you
hate it? We got to go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass. You know, smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go 2 yards. Jeff Kinney in the top of the eye. Taggy, the quarterback, calls his count at the line of scrimmage. Taking a long count, here he gives to Kinney. Kinney over the left side, touchdown! 74 yards on that drive, and Nebraska forges into the lead. 34-31, oh man, woman and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Turns, hands it off to Burkhead right up the middle, drives, he's in. Rex Burkhead rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this. It always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
And the snap to Tommy and the give on the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Taylor Martinez, an 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell
lost the ball. And the Cornhuskers scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. There's nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill, who's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the day.
Rozier turns, he's running back around field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns up field, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Taylor, back to pass, he looks into the end zone, fade pattern, purify, near side, leaps, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska!
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back up field to the 35, to the 40, he's to the 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home! Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle! Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes!
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up, snap, and they're going to fake it! They throw it out in the flat, it's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won! Eric Haig knocked it away!
that survived in overtime in aim.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45.
Just can't wait for fall of 2012 to add some of the great calls from Saturday's spring game. The Doug and Daddy Show with you on this Monday, April the 16th, May, June, July, August. 4 months away from talking Husker football again. We are not going to talk Husker football for 4 months.
Well,
no, I'm dead.
That's luckily.
We got to go to Chicago. It's okay, 3.5. But Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis with you on this Monday. Glad you're along with us for the Doug and Daddy Show. Dirk Chatlin from the Omaha World Herald is going to join us a little bit later on in the program tomorrow. Craig Sesker from USA Wrestling. He is going to preview the Olympic trials that are coming up as we've got some great wrestlers, especially folks that you know, going for a spot on the United States team in Iowa this weekend. Rick Squires later on in the week. We got a lot going on as the week progresses here. Nebraska baseball finds a way to get a couple of wins yesterday and really kind of save the season right now. And Purdue wins three more over the weekend from Illinois. So they are continuing to lead the conference. Minnesota got a good weekend, so they passed. They're in the second spot. And Nebraska is tied for third. They welcome in league-leading Purdue for a three-game series this weekend. And we've got a lot more to talk about. Tri-City Storm hockey playoffs begin tonight as well. But, Daddy, spring game didn't get played on Saturday, and I think it just proves what we say here in the media more than just psycho Nebraska fan. Eh, did you miss it?
Yeah, no, I didn't miss it. But, Doug, set the stage for folks of us that weren't in Lincoln. You were in Lincoln. They can say it's raining hard. They can say that the weather was inclement and all this, and it was bad. There was lightning. Was it that terrible? Immediately you knew they weren't going to play an hour before?
Yeah, you kind of got that feeling that they're – I mean, and then you show the stands. And, yeah, there's people there, but there weren't 60,000 people there. I mean, you saw the television highlights. You saw on Husker Online and Huskers.com what there was for a crowd there. And, yes, people travel. Yes, people took this into account. A, they made the right call. B, no, you don't make it up. C, no, you don't get your $10 back. If you can go to a baseball game or a softball game, fine. You're not traveling back from Norfolk or Scottsbluff or North Platte to go to a spring game anyway. And it was $10. It wasn't $66 for a regular season. And I feel bad, yeah. But you know what? If you didn't get the experience, if you're from out of town and didn't get the experience of going to the stadium and seeing the players and getting an autograph and enjoying Lincoln, and that wasn't worth the $10, then you shouldn't have invested the $10 to begin with. $500,000, you're donating to the program. That's what you're doing, and you did a good job by doing that. There was one article somewhere that said there were some fans disappointed. Disappointed is one thing. Upset is another, and I think everybody's okay with this decision. What are you going to do? I mean, that's it's a freak of nature. It's just one of those things you can't control.
Surprised with one practice remaining that Beaupre wouldn't take it in?
No, he's exactly right, too. Well, they were geared up to play the spring game. You know they got a little side stuff going on in the locker room. Hey, I'm going to burn you. Hey, we're going to run this play. Hey, we're going to outscore you. Hey, I got dinner on this. I mean, it didn't happen. So there's no reason to have another. What are you going to accomplish in one more practice?
No, I'm agreeing with the decision. And obviously it was interesting, though, when Tom Osborne came back and said, well, maybe we'll play it tomorrow. And then the reporters have him say, no, Bo just said it's over. It's done with. We're going to move on. Oh, okay. Well, that's what they decided. Class issues was one of the things they pointed out. It's weird because of all the midweek baseball games, Nebraska has no midweek baseball games. I know finals are a couple weeks away. And maybe they do get some class, maybe there's group projects and stuff that they kind of reserve this week for. But I found that interesting that they, with what was going on, that they listed group projects and classwork as really one of the things to keep it away from Sundays, taking place on Sunday.
Oh, here's one of the things Coach Pelini had to say after the game was canceled.
You know, it's not going to make or break us one way or the other in that situation, and I don't want to disrupt everything that we have scheduled, you know, heading into the next phase of our off season. for one practice. And, you know, and to be honest with you, too, you know, you worry about the mindset of your players at that point and, you know, how much you're really going to get out of it. So we kind of have things set in place, and I don't really want to deviate from the plans we've set up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, they have something down, itinerary for Monday, Tuesday, be on the road, do this, have a break, get the kids in for individual meetings, all that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Okay, so yesterday, obviously, going outside and flying a kite would have been a great day for that. But yesterday, one of the slower TV days, I think everyone can attest to that. After you watch whatever baseball game you're watching, after I watched the Royals, the guy blow a call at first base, and then the Royals go on to give up six runs in the third inning. And instead of having a 3-0 lead, they're down 6-3 and never could claw their way back into that one. So you had to find something else to watch. Must I say that the real highlight of my weekend, the playoff hockey. Now, people, we don't talk about NHL hockey.
Oh, because you're way ahead. My champion, Vancouver, will be swept out in the first round. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Dude, I've got Vancouver going a long ways, too.
Skip's got that one right. He had him getting upset in the first round. Anyway.
If you watch, if you're not an NHL fan at all, and I didn't take half a day to watch NHL hockey, but to watch the Kings and the Canucks last night at 9 o'clock, 9:30, whatever time it started, the intensity of playoff hockey will win you over and you will become an NHL fan. It is a fun time of year. That had to be one of the highlights. Another one of the highlights yesterday, I thought in the morning, outside the lines, did a deal on a cross-country runner from Southern Methodist in Dallas who came from Norway to run cross-country. And basically things were going great for her. And She got raped after a part at her campus party on her way home. That was great reporting. Outside the Lines always does interesting things, but to go find that, and this girl has opened up and told her story to a lot of different people. Those two things on the weekend, though, for the blah baseball, watching the Royals get their asses kicked every day this weekend and trying to forget that, I think those were the two things. Playoff hockey, you watch it, Sidney Crosby fighting. I mean, Sidney Crosby, no one's going to – who's the goon from – Sean Avery, is that the goon from Dallas that used to beat everybody up and do dumb things? No one's going to confuse him for the style of play with Sidney Crosby, okay? Sidney Crosby's a pretty boy out there skating around scoring the pretty goals. He's fighting. They're giving up 14 goals in a game. Playoff hockey's pretty fun to watch and pretty enjoyable. Three games go tonight, by the way.
Trent, and they're all game threes, and they're all even at a game apiece. Trent fires off to the Dent Popper inbox. That kick-ass open is kick-ass. Our team has lost star power, but I believe we will be a much more complete team this year. Your thoughts, Trent?
I don't know. I still think you got star power. You know, obviously, when you're saying offensive, star power comes in the offensive form. Sue was a rarity on the defense that could become a star like he became. If you read Lee Barfneck's article today in the Omaha World Herald about Rex Heisman getting off most people's Heisman ballot watch list, and I think Rex Burkhead's got star power.
And what I'll go to, and every coach says this, you build your team off the line. Now you got to have some star players. But that's where we'll find out. Rex Burkhead can't be the kind of running back he is if the O-line can't gel and have these new starters get their job done, and we'll see what we get done at the linebacker position. That's what it's about. We'll see if these guys can step up and gel a little earlier than late, because they're not going to have a bunch of patsies, even though the names may say patsy a little bit. There's not going to be any patsies on the non-conference schedule here, like Nebraska had a few years ago. This is comparable to a couple of seasons ago where every team seemed to be pretty strong on that non-conference list. So, yeah, and we've got all summer to discuss this. And that's the beauty of Nebraska football. We've got all summer to discuss this, and we won't know a single thing until they play Southern Miss, until each game moves along. We break it down. They won't tell you some things. I mean, that's the beauty of this time of year. All of a sudden, you found out those things that you thought you knew last fall. So-and-so was hurt. So-and-so played too much. So-and-so wasn't any good. So-and-so skipped class. So-and-so got in trouble. So-and-so did come in and do some great things, which you don't talk about after football games and during press conferences on a week-to-week basis because the coaches don't want to divulge anything about the current team. And so that's where we'll see how it all plays out. Dirk Chatelain's going to join us from the Omaha World Herald here in just a little bit. The Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. 96-hour sale is wrapping up today at Midway. And if you have not got a chance in to get in or get on thinkmidway.com for their Midway Ram 96-hour event, today's the day to do it because it runs through today. You can qualify for over $9,200 off new Ram 1500s right now. Stop in, see the great sales staff, see Andy, see Ryan, see the crew. Like I said, this deal won't be around forever, so get it done today. They had 30-plus Ram 1500s to start the weekend. They've moved a few of those. Still some great trucks on the lot. And remember that when you purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle from Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, you'll receive 4 free oil changes, 2 free tire rotations, a lifetime of free car washes on Saturdays, and a whole lot more. It's all there at your Midway Auto Dealership. The Ram 96-hour event wraps up today.
I'm going to go one step further and guarantee you, with $9,233 savings, if Andy and Ryan are out there right now, they're going to pull $17. They're going to save you $9,250. Boom. Right off a Ram. Boom. It's going out the door.
Any Ram bought by one, huh?
Yep.
Or today at all.
Just today at all, you tell Andy and Ryan to get $17 out of the wallet, they're going to save you $9,250 off that Ram pickup.
And I told you Thursday, Jonathan Broxton screwed things up. You tell me that going 0-3 and just getting it handed to you by the Royals, you touched on it briefly this weekend. You cannot tell me that that didn't have something to do with it. They are now 3-6 after starting 2-1. Our ESPN poll question today, are the Dodgers for real? They're 9-1. Vote on them now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dirk Chatelain joins us right after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. GoToMeeting is becoming a requirement for business pros to collaborate with clients and colleagues. And now you can meet face-to-face all the while online. Take it from me, GoToMeeting is so easy to use. With one click, that's it, you're in a meeting. With GoToMeeting's new HD Faces feature, you can collaborate on documents and presentations in real time, okay? You see your colleagues. You see their reactions and facial expressions. It's like being in the same room. Adds so much to your meeting. I couldn't believe it. Plus, with GoToMeeting by Citrix, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. I love GoToMeeting. When we used it recently, we were shocked with how the new HD Faces made it seem like everybody was in the same room. I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD Faces today. My listeners can try it free for a month. Don't wait. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin, and be sure to use the promo code Colin.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. We cover sports, they cover you. The Tri-City Storm begin the USHL playoffs tonight in Waterloo. Game 2 is Tuesday. Game 3, if necessary, is Wednesday. Hear them all on Classic Hits 98.9, pregame at 6:45. The Nebraska Danger is on the road Saturday, taking on the Sioux Falls Storm. The Husker baseball team is off until Friday. They'll host Purdue, the league leaders, this weekend. 6:35 Friday, 2:05 Saturday. Saturday, 105 Sunday. The UNK baseball teams will host Colorado Christian in doubleheaders Friday and Saturday. The Hastings baseball team is at Briarcliff Tuesday. They'll host York Wednesday, travel to Mount Marty Saturday, and Dakota Wesleyan Sunday. In softball, the Huskers are at UNO Wednesday and Ohio State this weekend. UNK will host Wayne State Thursday and wrap up the regular season hosting Fort Lewis Saturday and Sunday. The Hastings softball team will be hosting Northwestern Saturday and Peru State Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute.
Partial sunshine develops today with a slight chance of scattered showers in the afternoon with a high temperature of 57. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible early on, then clearing as we head back to a low around 41.
Right now, it's 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Tri-City Storm Hockey. The best of three at Waterloo begins tonight. They split their games over the weekend. They did win in a shootout at Sioux Falls in the regular season finale on Saturday night by a score of 3-2. So Storm did split over the weekend in two games that didn't mean anything. They brought up their affiliate kids. A lot of guys got rest. They hope to be rested and ready to go tonight when they take on Waterloo Game two is tomorrow, and if they have to play a third game, it is on Wednesday. So no matter what, the Storm are playing four games in five nights on the road, and we'll be keeping up to date on that, and you can hear all the action of Storm hockey on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. And pregame tonight is at 6:45. First faceoff is set for 7:05 tonight.
Chicken Coop's got live lunch specials waiting for you for all the early games Monday through Friday. Happy hour 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. It's all your favorite sports. They've got 15 high-definition TVs. They're not a bad seat in the house, plus great food and drink specials every night to go with that. Plus, go downstairs room available for all your parties and get-togethers. Call them today, the Chicken Coop. Plus, it's Monday, and that means bowl fries and fries, only $5.99. That's going on tonight. Mondays, Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. So, I know Dirk loves bull fries.
Dirk Chatlin, Omaha World Herald. You like Mountain Oyster, Rocky Mountain Oysters, bull fries? You ever partaken of that, Dirk?
It's not my cup of tea, but hey, I'll try about anything.
So. Hey, breaking news, by the way, just coming down here because, you know, once in a while when you do order online, you get some emails. Daddy, this is what it says in my email headline from the NFL shop. Game-changing Nike Dallas Cowboy jersey is here. Well, God, get it to the team then, because we could sure use some wins. I don't need it. Get it to the team. They could use some wins. Dirk Chatlin.
Wait, you're a Cowboys fan?
Well, does that mean we have to end the interview? Because we both are.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I didn't know that. I'm a Redskins fan. I'm really excited about RG3. So after 10 years wandering in the wilderness, I'm excited to finally have an NFL team again.
You know, wandering in the wilderness is a great way to say.
It's amazing, ain't it, Daddy? Because at least Dirk knew his team was going to stink the whole time. They gave us false hope for a number of years, and Dallas has one more playoff win in that decade.
Yeah, that's a good little debate to have. Is it better to be a fan of a team like Dallas, where you think they're going to be good every year and they're not, or is it better to just be completely irrelevant from the start?
Well, I'll tell you the one thing about being a fan of like the Cowboys or Yankees or Lakers is that if you're not a fan of them, they're going to feed you crap all the time. I don't know that happens with the Redskins, but they got some Husker boys out there. Roy looks like maybe he's going to be the number one guy now, and as you said, RG3 coming in, and some of these former conference guys getting to play some football together. So the draft coming up, and we're looking forward to that. I guess before we delve into the spring, your thoughts on the draft coming up, Dirk, with it sounds like maybe three Huskers. I'm hearing possibly four. Is that your beat at all?
Well, I mean, I pay attention to it just as a sports fan. I don't follow the 40 times and the bench press reps like Daddy does there. But, you know, I think it's really interesting, you know, where Levante David ends up, you know, based upon what he did at Nebraska and sort of the doubts that people had about his size. And he's a little bit of an unconventional prospect, but I think he's done enough, it appears, to, you know, either scouts are watching his game tape or they like what he's done in workouts, because he seems to be moving up the board. And that's the guy that I'm most interested in, the former Husker I'm most interested in, just because, you know, he's a little bit of a different prospect, and I think he's just a hell of a football player.
Dirk, from what you hear, Jared Crick, of course, from our backyard out here in Cozad, the injury just seemed to have basically crushed. I mean, everybody's got him third, maybe even fourth round on some draft boards. What are you hearing down there?
I haven't heard much at all. It's so, I hate to call it sad, but it is. And I know Jared, you know, takes it as it comes, and, you know, it's part of the game. But boy, if he would have gone out a year ago, he would have probably been probably second round draft pick, and you know, to miss half of his senior season and move down on the board, it's really disappointing. And I feel, you know, I've felt bad for Jared for several months now, and I'm sure it'll sort of light a fire underneath him. But it's got to be pretty hard to, you know, to look at these mock drafts if you're Jared and not see your name anywhere in the first two or three rounds.
Dirk Chatlin of the Omaha World-Herald joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get into Husker football. We thought maybe we'd be able to talk about those fourth-string running backs and wide receivers and the stars of summer that we might not hear from again. Just your thoughts, Dirk. We've already discussed it a little bit here. There's nothing you can do about what happened Saturday. Right choices were made in our mind. You were down in the bowels of the stadium like everybody else trying to get some reaction. What was your thoughts on how things went and were handled Saturday?
Well, you know, it was a scary scene a little bit. I mean, you know, half hour before kickoff, you've got 30,000 or 40,000 people, you know, or however many are out there. And they're just, you know, they're outside, they're walking around, and the lightning is just—I mean, it is just popping, guys. I was scared to walk across the parking lot, and you know, I think the safety element is absolutely critical. You know, and you can't, as an administrator, you cannot make a mistake, you know, where you're putting people's, you know, lives in jeopardy. And I realize the weather had improved a little bit by 1 o'clock, but it's not a big enough deal, you know, to try to run people out there and play a quarter or something like that. Now, could they have got everybody together again on Sunday or Monday night or something like that? Perhaps. And I think maybe they should have looked at that a little bit harder. I think just reading between the lines, it seemed like Coach Osborne wanted to do that and was not aware of, you know, some of the potential conflicts that the players had on Sunday. So I think that's sort of the disappointment, is that it didn't happen at all. But, you know, when it comes to Saturday, whether to play or not, there was enough stuff going on in the skies where I think it would have been pretty risky to try to put people in that stadium.
Dirk, here's been my question all spring. We had Mike Babcock on last week, Sean on last week, to talk about this. Bo Pelini's demeanor this spring has really changed, and you've been caught in some of the crosshairs of some of his tantrums and whatnot, but his mood has just been totally different in my mind this entire spring. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's hard to know what to make of it. I mean, Bo is I haven't been down there much this spring at all. And so I haven't talked to him face to face about it or anything like that. But you know, part of it I think is I think he probably feels pretty good about where they are. You know, I think the farther you get into your regime, you know, the more you're able to sort of lay your foundation. You know, every guy on the roster now is a guy that he recruited, which is, you know, I think that's important to a coach. So I think some of it is just, you know, comfort and familiarity. But it's a little bit hard to read Bo sometimes, because there have been times in the past where, you know, even week to week during the season where his demeanor was really good, and, you know, then the next week it wasn't. So, you know, I don't want to make too much of it, but it has, you know, it has been noticeable. And you hope, I guess, that reflects sort of a confidence with where the program is right now. But I just think it's even for a coach like that, you know, who's around his guys every day, I think it's pretty hard, you know, to peg exactly where they are in relationship to where everybody else is. So it's still going to be a heck of a road this season, and I'm not sure we want to read too much into what, you know, how much Bo is smiling.
Dirk Chatlin of the Omaha World-Herald's with us here, and it does make things a little easier when you don't have any injuries of significance in the spring. There's been no off-field controversy, and if they are playing and working as hard as the coaches say they are, then you have no reason to be disappointed in your football team either. Dirk, what's your feeling now on the team coming out of spring ball? Again, it's a lot of hearsay, so what's your thoughts on what we're going to be hearing over the next 3 months before we go to Chicago for Big Ten media?
Well, you know, I think the narrative, if you want to call it that, will be optimistic this time of year, as it always is. You know, that maybe there's not quite as much buzz or anticipation as usual, because you don't have major changes. You don't have a major quarterback change or a new conference or something like that. But there will, you know, Nebraska, as opposed to last year, Nebraska's kind of flying under the radar a little bit. You know, when going into the Big Ten last year, everybody was saying they were going to, you know, contend for the conference championship and likely win their own division. So, you know, I think this year they're a little bit of an underdog to Michigan. They're sort of, you know, they're not getting the headlines that Ohio State is. And that's probably okay with Nebraska at this point. I think Nebraska's division is pretty darn good. And I think it would be a heck of an accomplishment, you know, to win the division. Because I think going to Michigan State is going to be tough. You know, I think having Michigan in Lincoln is going to be tough. So if they're able to win, I mean, the divisions are so lopsided right now in the Big Ten because of Ohio State's probation and, you know, the mess at Penn State that, you know, I think maybe the three best teams in the league might be in Nebraska's division. So it'll be a tough season and a tough go, but I think, you know, the vibe will be different because you're not going to have a lot of the hype, you know, that you had last year and even the year before, really, when Nebraska was leaving the Big 12. It will be interesting to see how the players and coaches, you know, perform when a lot of the regional and national attention is on somebody else.
Dirk, when the media poll comes out, I mean, we're sitting here in the middle of April, Nebraska's third in the division. I mean, what don't you think?
Yes, I do. I think they will be third in the division. You know, I think the game on the schedule that I point to as the biggest game in a long, long time is, well, maybe not a long, long time. It always feels like a long, long time, you know, around here. But probably the biggest game since maybe that Texas game a couple years ago will be Michigan at home. I think that's going to be, you know, I think that probably decides the division. And, you know, it's good to have that game on your home turf, but Michigan's probably going to have more talent. That'll be a really big day for Nebraska football.
A couple minutes left here with Dirk Chatlin of the Omaha World Herald on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Your cohort, Lee Barfnecht, was very busy this weekend. Couple of articles up on the paper and up on the website today. He's pushing Rex Burkhead for the Heisman. We touched on it at the beginning of the show. I feel it depends on the offensive line. We know the kid's got the talent and the heart. Your thoughts about Rex being one of the top 12 football players in the country?
Well, he might be one of the top 12 football players in the country, but I disagree with Lee that he's one of the 5 or 10 top contenders for the Heisman Trophy. I mean, there's not a lot of flash there. I don't think he's going to put up, you know, numbers much different than what he did last year, just because I think, you know, they're going to try to probably protect him a little bit more. You know, Green and Abdullah are going to be more prepared than they were a year ago to take carries. So I think Rex is certainly an all-conference running back. I think it's a bit much to say that he's a, you know, a Heisman front runner or even really a legitimate Heisman contender, in my opinion. But that's a good thing, by the way. That's a good thing for Nebraska because I think he can be your best player and still, you know, not be somebody that you have to give the ball 34, 35 times a game. So I think Nebraska's offense looks pretty darn good. I mean, the concern is the offensive line. And, you know, they lost some bodies there. And you're really counting on some young guys to step in and fill those spots. And, boy, that's a really big question that we might not know until, you know, really not know until October maybe, you know, what the real progress is there on the offensive line. Because that's probably, you know, I mean, you can always say Martinez is a question mark. And I think that's, you know, a legitimate criticism, you know, to say how much has Taylor gotten better. But I think it really comes down in the end this year to what that offensive line has done and how they, you know, how they replace three starters and what some of those, you know, talented young guys can do, you know, early on in their careers as starters on the offensive line.
Dirk, you bring up Martinez, and I think a lot of the talk this weekend going into the spring game, and I don't know how much we just saw Taylor in the spring game, period, if it had been played, but a lot of people talking about if he gets healthy, will you find that burst of speed he had as a freshman, or did the injury take that away? Your thoughts on that?
I don't know. It's a good question. I think, you know, I would like to think he'll get a little bit of that back, but you know, I just wonder if when you're a new quarterback like that, if you're just able to sort of run free a little bit more, you know, and you you get some experience, you take some shots, you know, you have coaches telling you to slide or get out of bounds, and I wonder if you just sort of dial it back a little bit, you know, if you're running at 85-90%, you know, sort of instinctively instead of going 95 or 100%. So I don't know. You know, Taylor was, you know, he was not as explosive last year. I know they wanted him to be more of a, you know, more of a manager, more of a guy who could, you know, do more with the little plays instead of the big plays. But Nebraska could really use his big play ability. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the offense, you know, stagnated at times last year, and that's where you'd like to see Martinez, you know, maybe break off a 40 or 50 yard run to kind of get the rhythm going again. So it'll be really interesting to see, you know, if he can sort of rediscover that, because he had more big runs in the first six games of his career, you know, than he's had in the last 20. So I'd say there's a lot of questions about Taylor Martinez still to be answered, but that's one of them, certainly.
Well, it isn't all football, because I know you've been following the basketball beat a little bit, too, with the hire of Coach Miles, and now Devrell Biggs makes his commit. All of a sudden, there were some basketball commits, not just football or basketball prospects, recruits in Lincoln this weekend, and everything that you see online and that we heard about and that we saw, everybody's fired up about Nebraska, and, of course, that may just all be talk. But first, just your overall thoughts on Coach Miles, and then your thoughts on Devrell and the rest of the kids that could potentially be coming to Lincoln for his first class.
Well, it's sort of a, you know, a culture shock or whatever you want to call it to see recruiting news about Nebraska basketball. You know, they're having this guy in or this guy in, and it's usually those sorts of headlines and that kind of buzz is reserved for the football program. And, you know, Nebraska basketball hasn't even gotten big-time prospects to come in and visit, you know, the last couple of years. So even if Miles doesn't get some of these kids, you know, he's already done more on the recruiting front, you know, than they've done the last 5 or 10 years. So I think he's, you know, I know a lot of people were skeptical of him early on, you know, based upon his, you know, limited experience when it comes to coaching in a BCS conference. But, you know, he's got the personality, he's got the color, you know, that the kids remember, you know, that a 16 or 17-year-old kid is going to notice. And that's a big attribute to have in recruiting. I mean, you can, you know, basketball really comes down to what types of players you're getting. You know, if you can get some elite-level prospects. And while Miles' resume is not terribly, you know, terribly impressive, and his career record isn't terribly impressive, you know, a 16-year-old kid from Chicago isn't necessarily going to care about things like that. He does care about what kind of rapport he has with the head coach and, you know, if he sort of hits it off with him personality-wise. And I think Miles has, you know, from the people that I've talked to, and I did a big profile on him a couple weeks ago. I mean, he's got all those salesmanship skills, you know, that are going to allow Nebraska to be in position to actually get some players, and that's a huge, you know, that's a huge step in the right direction when you're trying to compete against Indiana and Michigan State. You've got to be able to get, you know, maybe not players quite on their level, but at least players, you know, right beneath their level. And you know, Barry and Doc just were not able to do that. So I think the more people, you know, get to know Miles, the more they'll like him.
Doug, a lot of people making, you know, the players were from Chicago, from this AAU team that Coleman used to coach and has ties to. Now, those kids are all in the 2013 class.
Yeah.
It's not for the, you know. So
2012 is still going to be rough.
I think people, you know, you see this and you hear these big names. If, okay, that'd be great. All three of them decide to come. It still has no impact on this first year of Tim Miles.
It's still going to be two or three years down the road. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, they're going to be awful. They're going to be awful next year.
I've been trying to tell them.
They're going to be... It's going to be a new level of awful. I mean, you know, you thought Nebraska basketball was bad 2 years ago when they went 2-14, and bad this year when they went 4-14 or whatever. I mean, this next year the roster is so decimated that I would, you know, they might not win 12 games. They might not win 10 games. So I'm not sure you want to go watch many games this coming year, but I think, you know, the point here is that they're trying to, you know, establish something 3 or 4 years from now. And so people are going to have some patience because it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, using the old Roadhouse reference right there. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Dirk Chatlin, Omaha World Herald. We'll let you out of here with this, Dirk, because it always fires fans up. Give me your April 16th Nebraska football final record. Give me your projection right now. And I know we're going to change this a bunch, but your thoughts right now with the schedule and what you know about the team. How many wins does this team get this fall?
You know, I think they're probably right between 9-3 and 10-2. I mean, I think the over/under is probably, you know, 9.5, and I would lean toward, based upon the schedule, which I think is pretty, you know, is about the same as last year. I would lean toward probably 9-3. So I realize that's a little bit of a default answer.
I love it. It's good.
But I think that's probably where they end up. I think they're a 9-3 team.
Dirk, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll do it again real soon, okay, buddy?
All right, see you guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Dirk. Enjoy the spring. Dirk Chatlin, Omaha World Herald, joined us here. And now it's time for the sports writers to begin vacation. Right after the bowl game and right after spring practice, you find a little vacation time. By the way, Variety, there's Bovada, there's Vegas Insider, there's all these lines out there. Rex Burkhead, 25-1 or 22-1, depending on what you look at. As far as Matt Barkley, this off Bovada, Jeff.
Yeah.
Matt Barkley, 7-2. Denard Robinson and Monty Ball, Michigan, Wisconsin, 5-1. Geno Smith, quarterback at West Virginia, 7-1. No way in hell. I'm just, hold on. No, how, no, N-W-I-H, Nwe. Nwe. Landry Jones of Oklahoma, 7-1. But as far as running backs, you've got Monty Ball at 5-1, Marcus Lattimore of South Carolina at 15-1, DeAnthony Thomas of Oregon, 20-1, and then Burkhead at 22-1. Right behind him, Keith Price, the quarterback at Washington, and Taylor Martinez, both at 30-1.
This just in, Geno Smith's odds just went to 3-1 with your last statement.
The guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, Burger King, home of the Whopper, Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. And if for breakfast, try a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich or choose hotcakes. Mmm, so good. BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We are back after this.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Pitbull, now with Bud Light, about to show you how together we turn up the party. Here's your party at 50% with your friends. Your party at 70% with your friends and beautiful women. Now check this out. With your friends, beautiful women, Bud Light, and my music, your party's at 150%. Here we go. Turn up the volume of your party. Dial it when you combine Bud Light with Mr. Worldwide. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies won the play pool, the other one to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like 3 places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple.
One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partial sunshine develops today with a slight chance of scattered showers in the afternoon with a high temperature of 57. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible early on, then clearing as we head back to a low around 41.
Right now, it's 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We did our investigating over the weekend. Last week, we were talking about most points in a spring game or something like that, and we had a couple of Darren Erstad guests.
I think a career points.
Maybe career points, and we said Darren Erstad wasn't a place kicker.
He was a punter.
But he did kick 8 field goal attempts in his career.
Made 3 of them, so he scored 9 points in his career. So we apologize.
Oh, no. See, now that's also inaccurate. He kicked 9 points. He scored more than 9 points. He may have scored touchdowns. I don't remember that. But I know he had the double extra point. There was the bobble on the snap. They threw it to him.
Oh.
That's 2-point conversion right there. So I know he's got at least 11.
Okay, he's got 11. Congratulations.
There you go.
Darren.
There you go. And I know you're getting ready for a big night. Dancing with the Stars. You can't miss it.
No, it's the voice, dude. It's but voice the, night.
Is that the same time?
Yes, it is the same time.
Oh, so your voice. Okay, yeah, you are voice. I didn't. Monday night, huh?
Voice.
See, we all listen to
too.
Different things. We watch different things. I can sit there and watch 3 hours of Pete Griffin. I can do it. I can Family Guy it Monday night.
But not, you know what? Not,
voicer,
I'm a voice. I've never been a.
Like
I've never been a Pete Griffin fan, but
you know,
I've never just got into it. It's one of those shows I just never got into.
Well, you're kind of immature that way. You don't. You don't get it. You miss a lot of the references.
But you know, now you got great shows on.
It's kind of a show for the intelligent.
Swamp People, Duck Dynasty.
Swamp's on tonight?
No, Swamp's on Thursday.
God, American Pickers was on like all weekend. They're getting big. They're all over the place.
American Restoration, American Pickers.
Well, they're getting a little too deep. These guys don't need to be digging in my backyard trying to find a pot and a kettle.
Plus,
there's some crap.
Monday night, you got new Pawn Stars on tonight, too.
Oh, there you go. So while you're watching all that, oh, folks, do it in your new furniture from Bruce Furniture. And right now, Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Alliance, and Holdridge takes your trade-ins on in-home pieces that still have some life in them. We've been telling you for months how they'll bring in the new furniture, and then they'll do what you want with the old furniture. Sometimes you take it to the auction or the dump or to your kid's place, or you give it to the neighbors or somebody's going off to college, and it's good to pass on down. Well, right now, Bruce Furniture is going to take some of that furniture. If you're on the brink of deciding to buy the new furniture, you owe it to yourself to see Bruce. One, you want new furniture. Two, Bruce Furniture has a growing demand from people for good used items. Just bring in a picture, snap a digital on your phone, and bring it in for top dollar trade-in. Bruce Furniture has a high demand for used stock in good condition. Nothing from the shed or the barn, but stuff you could keep right now. Instead, you're just redoing the living room, redoing the bedroom, and you need something a little bit different, something a little bit newer. Trade it in now at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance, just right for you.
Yeah, not CBS. You've got How I Met Your Mother, Two Broke Girls, Two and a Half Men. It's Mike and Molly. It's very popular. But, yeah, Pawn Stars, American Picker, starting at 8
o'clock. This afternoon, the WNBA draft.
Oh, you do not want to miss that. Along, if you're an NHL fan out there, Bruins at Capitals. That gets going 7 o'clock, and then follow that up with the Blues at San Jose Sharks.
A lot of things going on. We were talking NFL draft there a little bit with Dirk Chatelain. There's some articles on ESPN.com. Lavonte David, one of three players that it has great value in the first round, according to one of their cover gentleman in Kevin Weidel there. He puts him in with a couple of other players in Syracuse defensive end Chandler Jones and Boise State running back Doug Martin. Also, David is up there at number 28 right now in scouts, top 32. I saw he was as high as 19 with Kuiper. McShay's got him up there as well. I've seen him as high as 19, but about 22nd for the team that could use him and pick him. But don't be surprised if Levante David maybe goes a little higher than what he is on the board. And don't forget to be getting on ESPNSuperstation.com or going to Jerseys and filling out our NFL Draft Pick'em Contest. We give you the top, what is there, about 57 guys on there, and you put them in order. Whoever does the best wins our grand prize. First pick is worth 1 point. If you nail that 32nd pick, it's worth 32 points. If you get the Huskers in the right selection in the first round, you get to double the points.
Woo. Okay, I'm going to throw this at you, too. When there's trades, it doesn't matter. If you've got the eighth pick and you put Ryan Tannehill to whoever, and he's the eighth pick, that's what happens. I mean, you don't need the teams with them.
Like our basketball contest, a little bit, one entry per person, no more than one entry per email address. Multiple entries will disqualify all entries. That's all the bad news. The good news is you get to win cool stuff. Complete rules available at ESPNSuperstation.com, and then you can listen to the draft starting April 26th here on ESPN Radio. We will take a break and be back with more after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Some of us were hooked on baseball the moment we put on a glove. Others, watching a game for the first time with our dad. However you came to your love of baseball, chances are, when you want seats, you do what most fans do, head to StubHub. That's because you know StubHub is hands down the easiest way to get access to the best seats. You know it, I know it. Baseball fans everywhere know it. So if you haven't yet, head to StubHub today to score your seat for the start of another amazing season.
StubHub! With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea, most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How much?
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at Auto Tech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. Auto Tech Specialist is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprised? Now you can take your vehicle to Auto Tech Specialist at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
Since Halke took over, I think we've had success against most teams. We've done really well.
I have a lot of confidence. I mean, I like playoffs. Those are the funnest games to play.
We'll dig our way out of Waterloo, and we'll find a way to advance. That's the spot we're in right now, so we got to find a way.
With a new coach and a magic number on a banner, the Tri-City Storm prevail, and we'll be in the USHL playoffs. Coverage of the Storm's first round on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. Sports and the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, shot-by-shot, save-by-save broadcast started 6:45 on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, tonight.
Partial sunshine develops today with a slight chance of scattered showers in the afternoon with a high temperature of 57. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible early on, then clearing as we head back to a low around 41.
Right now, it's 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Now, Coach Pelini talking a little bit about all the things that were going on yesterday. One of the reasons, the student athletic recognition banquet. A couple of track standouts. Ashley Miller, senior distance and cross-country runner from Tipton, Iowa. Tyler Hitchler, a senior shot putter and discus thrower from Fremont, were the top two individual honorees. Many other honors were handed out. It's been a while since Nebraska had a football player win that award. Brooke Berenger's citizenship team was announced. They would have recognized them before the game on Saturday. Lance Thorell makes it for the fourth year. These are guys off last year's team. 15th annual Brooke Berenger citizenship team announced. This year's comprised of four seniors from last year. 16 student athletes are a member of this year's football team. Headlined by Lance Thorell, a member of the team for the fourth straight year. Rex Burkhead and Ben Cotton, each to the Brooke Behringer team for a third time. Also on there, Tyler Legate and Kearney High graduate Brett Maher on the Brooke Behringer. That's a pretty big deal, folks. Of all those things you hear about, you a lot of respect to make that team. Nebraska volleyball beat Wichita State. They played the old-fashioned scoring and not the rally scoring, side-out scoring, and won it in four sets, 15-4, 15-0. Then I think they put in everybody, and it was 15-11 Wichita. They won the last one 15-6. They'll play at Iowa State and wrap up their spring this Saturday. Division I volleyball tournament here at UNK this Saturday. Coach Rick Squires will join us on the program Wednesday to talk about it. We told you Nebraska beat Ohio State twice yesterday. Good weekend for UNK. Both the softball and baseball teams went 3-1 on the weekend. The baseball team will play a makeup game at Fort Hays State tomorrow and then have their final home games of the year with Colorado Christian coming in this weekend. For the softball team, this is the final weekend of the regular season. Wayne State comes in Thursday, then conference action with Fort Lewis. And, you know, first time in a long time, we haven't had to worry whether they're going to make the tournament or not. They're 19-13, and they're getting it done. Hastings baseball was rained out yesterday, so they will play at Briarcliff tomorrow. Then they're going to host York on Wednesday. Then they're on the road Saturday and Sunday in regular season action. And the Nebraska Danger got their second win of the season over Wichita Saturday night, 42-27. And they will be on the road this weekend, back home in 2 weeks.
Mike Caputo set to join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. So former Nebraska center, looking to hear his name called probably in the late rounds or free agent deal. Hopefully, he'll just have a chance to claw his way onto a team.
And as we said, there was heartbreak with not having a spring game. Then you have Deverell Biggs. Good news, Huskers. Good news, Husker baseball team takes 2 of 3 from Ohio State. We'll talk with Purdue's coach later this week as they get ready to come to Lincoln. Bad news, Nebraska women's bowling. They were up 3-0. They lose and finished in third place. Well, I gave you the information. I don't know what you did with it. Sat it right on top, as usual. Can't imagine what happened. But they finished in third place at the NCAA Bowling Championships. And so there you go. That's what happened over the weekend. Anything else, Daddy?
No. You know, when they fell 4-1 to Vanderbilt Saturday morning, it's just disappointing. And obviously this is going to hurt. It's going to linger throughout the offseason, and we'll get back to it. And hopefully Kayla Johnson, Christy Mickelson, Valerie Colbury especially have some fond memories of this fine, fine women's bowling season.
We'll get them next time, right? Maryland Eastern Shore, your national champion. Tomorrow, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. You might want to know some obscure stuff like that, folks. Also, as Daddy said, Nebraska center from last couple of seasons, Mike Caputo will join us. Also, Craig Sesker from USA Wrestling to preview the Olympic trials. We want to thank Dirk Chatlin of the Omaha World Herald for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Wrap up spring football, talk little hoops as well, and give us some insights as we head into the summer break.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. See you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.